Subway shakes my floor, and I think about you. Time to face the dawn and gray of another lonely day. Baby, it's so hard living without you.
Herman and Liam, the greatest city.
been so shitty with this guy. Oh, it's just that that's my mother loves me. My wife's name Mary, but she's called Marie. We lived in a three-room house with a pepper tree. And I worked all day in the factory. That's the whole thing. Got a big black dog, his name is Dan. Living in my backyard in Birmingham. It's the meanest dog in Alabama. Get a man. And I took a good look. I looked which Shostakovich had done, you know, 15 symphonies, 15 string quartets, and having worked with Stalin. I work with people like Stalin. Not quite the same. But in any case, it's all great, you know, consistent stuff. And I realized that all I had done was write songs for money since I was 16 years old, essentially. Go to movies later. I transitioned. Movies for money, songs for money. Movies for money, songs for money. Not Symphony number 4, Quartet number 6. And I wanted to do something, and there was others ahead of me. It just the essence, Shostakovich, you know, was Stravinsky, Steve Miller, the Seeds, Shirelles, and they only wrote 2 songs. And so I wanted to do something, and I began a song cycle. I didn't complete it because I didn't make the top 10,000. The first part I had. It's in the manner of Schubert or probably Kraepelin, because I don't have that kind of talent. It's called The Girls of My Life, Part 1. There was a little girl named 5'2". And the cutest little feet made my heart go into it. Find a pleasant disposition. Remind me of Schubert in the night. He didn't know this girl. And if he did, he wouldn't be used to it. And he didn't bring up the next girl. With my man in Las Vegas. When I was there with my parents, oh my, had a real nice conversation. Met a girl at the bakery. She wanted to borrow my coffee. I said, take it, baby. She took it down to Mexico. Ran over a man named Juan. Then I went to college. Met a college girl. Lived in a sorority house across from school. Got a real fine education. Had 7 women on my mind. Now I'm married. I have a very lovely wife. 4 cute little boys, so nice. That's just half the story of the girls in my life. Schools that wouldn't let him pee at all. school one time, he told me just a few years ago that there was one school he just almost never went to because when we let him off, he'd stay in the bushes. But he went to one that was distinguished by the fact it was comprehensively great. It was like 20, 30 pages of row after row of subjects, deportment and academic, broken down. And he got one of these, and when he was six, he got D's and F's, an unsatisfactory, in every subject but one, in which he got an A, and it was meets new situations with confidence. It's not bad in America in a way. So, with these last two children, 13, 14 now, the experience of going to the orientation of this grand kind of private school they apparently go to was such a stunning sociological event for me that I wanted to write about it. But so as not to waste a song on that kind of tribute, I included within the song a reason for the failure of Marxism. Came a public spirited man, so it worked very hard. separated by time. Now my distance, I couldn't allow myself to feel the loss that I feel right now. So put this song down, you'll fall away. Happy I know it's a little bit late. 20 years or so. It's a little bit cold for all those concerned. But I'd sell my soul in your souls for a song. So pour my heart out and miss you. I miss you. I miss you. I'm sorry, but I do. I miss you. said that that's so. But I'll be through. But I'll never get over you. Do you know? Thank you. Italian fellas and a brother on the board now too. But I defy him. Anywhere in the world, you find me two Italians like the two Italians we got. And as for the brother, well, he knows not a planet anymore. Bless you, bless you. You see a power, baby? Just like all the rest. Like the Spanish Armada. They drift on the sea. We'll drift in the land of the brave. And the home of the free. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Yeah.
happen. You know, you can make a good case in rock and roll, like chess and physics, but on a far lower level, you do your best work, and, you know, between 23 and a half and 25, and then you just kind of coast. But, you know, I hope that's not the case, but no one knows when they've gone bad. I mean, no one's going to tap Paul on the shoulder and say, Paul, you know,
that I made just not as good.
break shoot up and do the rest of the show. But before that, this is a song about U.S. Foreign policy. It's called Winter Beside.
Thank you.
they always gave the man its name. There were names there on watches, watches by the score. But bullets seized the Portuguese, they weren't anymore. Now they gone, they really gone. You never seen anyone so gone. Bitch in the museum, some lives written in a book. But you won't find a libel, no matter where you go. How do I? Bones in the canyon. I thought bass is going 500 and yourself and people will like you. Which one? Clarinet or flute? So the rocket takes off into the air, and you know, it's big. You know, I had like 110 guys, so I wrote something like Wagner and Bruckner, but you know, as I said before, shittier than that. Like the natural, too. And it was good. We'll fly through the air, and they land, boom, with this kid. It's Christmas, and then the movie's over. But in any case, this is the, despite, you know, the contractual problems I had with the talking with the music, the movie is very well. One more thing, I gotta get this out of my chest. I mentioned this except to my wife who saw it. When I went to the preview of the picture, like, the picture never slows down. I did an animated picture when I finally found I was animated. And that wasn't really Tom Hanks, you know. It's hard to tell. And he looked like he did in Terminal. when I found out it never slowed down, but 16th notes all the way. And it doesn't look right if you don't do it that way. But I have this one kind of sensitive scene where they talk to each other and slowly becoming friends, and like an oboe solo. And there it was, after that part, and I was sitting next to this little 4-year-old kid. He's like, man, I've been jabbing away, and I'm just going to elbow him like this. My wife just barely stopped. Just be yourself, and people will like you. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got the trouble. I got it too. There's an everything and one who can feel. Stick together, we can make it through. But you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road
all over me. Emotional girl. anything you want.
A number of years ago, I saw a Dick Cavett show. This shows you how long ago it was, really. And Lester Maddox was on the Dick Cavett show. He was governor, many of you know, of Georgia in the mid-50s, and it was a real segregationist, very bad man at the time, very difficult. And he died a few years ago at the age of 92, proving once again that only the good die young. But, and apparently he had reformed the last 20, 30 years of his life. And, but he was a difficult man and a bad man and against everything. When I heard the song I wrote, he sent me an accent. He had a shop, you know, that gave, made implements to beat black people up with someone. But anyway, he comes out in New York to do the Cavett show, and he comes out in the audience, yells, started yelling, and jump up, and go, wow, wow. You know, like they were all great civil libertarians themselves. And had black friends at home, you know. And you're yelling Maddox like that. And I'm watching it, and Cavett can't stop it. And it went on, I don't know for how long, it seemed like minutes. But then he brought out his next guest, no one said anything, it was Jim Brown, Cleveland Brown, the fullback, 230 pounds, got, you know, 20 IQ points on Maddox. And they sit him down next to Maddox, and the audience, ooh, they're going like this, like, what? I was thinking, what are they going to do? You know, tear this guy apart. And it was uncomfortable. And eventually Maddox, as well he should, walked out. And my feeling was that were I a citizen of Georgia, or a state he was governor of, or just had, I would have been offended, irrespective of what I believe, and that his beliefs were loathsome to me. They'd let him speak, he would have made a fool of himself, and seen him for the bigot he was, but they didn't. And so I wrote this song in the person of Georgia. And thank you. And my favorite part of that is very early. The guy thinks, you know, that because Dick Cavett's on television from New York, that he's Jewish. Last night I saw Mr. Maddox on a TV show. Some smart ass New York Jew. And the Jew laughed less than Maddox. And the audience laughed less than Maddox too. But he may be a fool, but he's our fool. If they think they're better than him, they're wrong. So I went to the park and I took some paper along. And that's where I made the sun. We talked real funny down here. We drank too much and we laughed too loud. We're too young to make it in the wrong town. We keep it in the others down. We got no neck all men from Texas. Good old boys from Tennessee. College men from Tennessee. Women don't come out dumb too. Hustling around the attic, they gotta get a shoe. Getting drunk every weekend at the barbecue. They keep it in the others down. We're rednecks, we're rednecks. We don't know our ass from a hole in the ground. We're rednecks, we're rednecks. We keep it in the others down. Now you know the niggas Negro. You see he's got his dead teeth. Now he went to Negro and realized that the North has set the Negro free. Yes, it's free to be put in a cage in the heart of New York City. It's free to be put in a cage in the south side of Chicago and the west side. It's free to be put in a cage in the heart of Cleveland. It's free to be put in a cage in East St. Louis. Gather them up from miles around. Keep it in the left. We just happened down here. The wind had changed. Clouds roll in from the north and it's dark and rain. Rain real hard and rain for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of the edge of that. River goes on and river goes on and some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all night. River has busted through, clear down the black mine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Louisiana. 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 They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana. Time to wash us away, and time to wash us away. President Cooley's come down the railroad train. There's a little fat man with a notepad in his hand. President say little fat man ain't been ashamed. What the river has done, this poor crapper's land. Child wash us away. That child wash us away. Louisiana. Louisiana. That child wash us away. 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 great with smooth, honeyed words, this young girl to come back to him. And he is not really very smooth, as many of the people down there are. And he occasionally erupts into torrents of vulgarity. And you know, his real self comes out. And when he does on the record, the girl singers go, shame, 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 shame. Try that one time, Sam.
Shame.
Wake up. That town's a little bit too rugged for you and me, you bad girl. Thank you. this feeling left. Rest of my life. If you knew how lonely my life has been, how low I felt for so long. If you knew how how much this morning.